This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead in moments, a recap of the 2020 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton. WHL represented by 14 players at the event. NHL Central Scouting is up with its midterm rankings. We'll take a look at who's trending from the WHL with the NHL entry draft just 5 months away. And the Victoria Royals are gaining traction in the second half. We'll learn more about the Royals with head coach Dan Price to close out the show. A strong showing by WHL talent at the 2020 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton Thursday night. Team White's Caden Gooley of the Prince Albert Raiders tying up the game in the first period.
There's a shot from Caden Gooley, and the defensemen are off to a good offensive start.
That was Sportsnet's RJ Broadhead on the call. Meanwhile, countless Blazer forward Connor Zeri had a big second period for Team White.
One drop pass, two drop passes. Zeri realizes the whole time that Forrester is the man trailing. The one touch, two touch, three touches, back of the net, nighty-night.
A Brandon Wheat King top prospect adding to Team White's lead in the second.
Turnover, Forrester passes over, there's another goal, and it's a defenseman goal, Braden Schneider.
And Kamloops Blazer goaltender Dylan Garand making 10 saves in his half game of work to pick up the win.
Bounces right in on Garand, and he had to make another good save.
Team White earning the 5-3 win in the 2020 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Prince Albert Raiders forward Ozzie Weisblatt learning a lot despite being on the losing end for Team Red.
It's kind of a skilled game out there, so at first it's kind of hard to adjust to it, but I think as the game went on, I think everyone got adjusted to it, and I think it just flew a little bit better.
Edmonton Oil Kings forward Jake Neighbors evaluating his team.
Yeah, I think they were good off the transition, and we maybe got caught turning some pucks over in areas where we can't turn them over, and playing a game like this, good players are going to capitalize. So.
Vancouver Giants forward Justin Sortif post-game was impressed.
Oh, it was really cool. You see some of the plays the players made tonight. You know, just the IQ they have and, you know, some of the finish they have. All the draw passes, cross-ice one-timers. It's beautiful to watch, and I really enjoyed it.
On the winning side for Team White, Prince Albert Raider D-man Caden Gooley.
No, it was a lot of fun. I thought we played really well. We had good chemistry out there. Thought we got our nerves out first period, first couple shifts. So, I thought we did really good tonight.
Blazer forward Connor Zeri collected 3 assists in the second period.
Just being able to get a chance to come here this week, it was awesome. It was an honor, and the game was even better. I think just I played with great line mates, Ridley Gregg, obviously, and then Tyson Forrester from Barrie. It was great. We kind of just we gelled early, and everything worked out perfect. You got to have fun with it. You're going to have busy schedules all the time, so I think when you're coming to the rink with a smile on your face and you're having fun, you got a lot of energy, it makes it an even better experience.
His junior teammate Dylan Garand making 10 saves to get the win.
Yeah, it's a lot different for sure. I mean, the fourth line here is like some of the best first lines in our league. So there's so much skill in this game. And it's just nice to see a look at these guys. Obviously, we don't get a look at the O and the Q guys very often. So it's nice to get a look at that and see how much skill there is and how much work there is ahead.
Brandon Wheat Kings D-man Braden Schneider.
I mean, got to play alongside a lot of great players and great guys. So coming out with the win at this event is pretty special, and I think it's going to be something I remember for a long time. Just to soak it all in. It's like most other events that you go to. You just got to soak it all in, take it for what it is, and try and learn from it and take what the best is, take it as an experience as a whole.
Congratulations to all the players representing the WHL at the 2020 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Western Hockey League is proud to announce 51 WHL players have been named to the NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings ahead of the 2020 NHL Draft. Now, headlining the most recent list of draft-eligible talent are 9 WHL skaters inside the top 30 North American skaters list, as well as 4 of the top 10 North American goaltenders. At number 7 on the North American skaters list is defenseman Caden Gooley of the Prince Albert Raiders. In addition to Gooley, defenseman Braden Schneider of the Brandon Wheat Kings is ranked 8th. Forward Connor Zeri of the Kamloops Blazers is ranked 12th. Forward Ozzie Weisblatt of the Prince Albert Raiders checks in at number 14. Forward Seth Jarvis of the Portland Winterhawks at number 19. Defenseman Damon Hunt of the Moose Jaw Warriors at 22. Forward Justin Sortif of the Vancouver Giants at number 23. Forward Ridley Gregg, 25th of the Brandon Wheat Kings. And forward Jake Neighbors rounding things out, ranked 30th from the Edmonton Oil Kings. In the crease, goaltender Brock Gould, recently acquired from the Moose Jaw Warriors, is ranked 4th amongst North American goaltenders. Brian Thompson of the Lethbridge Hurricanes is ranked 5th. Dylan Garand of the Kamloops Blazers at number 7. While Garen Bjorklund of the Medicine Hat Tigers is ranked 10th. The 2020 NHL Draft will take place at the Bell Centre in Montreal, June 26th and 27th.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
The Victoria Royals put together a behind-the-scenes video of what goes into a WHL trade deadline. The produced video is now online, takes a look at the inner workings of a WHL blockbuster deal. Here's a clip of Royals general manager Cam Hope discussing a potential deal involving Braden Tracy with Moose Jaw Warriors general manager Al Miller.
I just want to sort of get a feel for how close we are. I've just been asked for that defenseman in another deal, and I basically told him I want to hold him out because I may want to have him available in another deal, which is basically the one you and I have talked about. Where do you think we are?
Well, I think I think we've got some interest in and talking further.
Okay.
I'll give you a show in a bit.
Okay. Bye. I was hoping you'd give me a little more insight there, but he didn't.
The complete video is available online at WHL.ca.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The Victoria Royals have been a team many didn't pick to be a contender this year, but thanks to strong team play and strong goaltending, they're right in the mix, allowing GM Cam Hope to go out and acquire NHL first-round pick Braden Tracy from the Moose Jaw Warriors at the trade deadline. Regan Bartel spoke with Royals head coach Dan Price.
Well, Dan Price is the head coach of the Victoria Royals, and right now, I think arguably, potentially, the Western Conference nominee for Coach of the Year, the way things have gone for you. It's been a real good start for your hockey club. Have you guys exceeded expectations in your mind where you're at?
Well, first of all, that's very nice of you to say. I appreciate it, but I don't know if I would go that far as any awards or accolades. You know, every team in the league is so well coached. This conference is so tight. There's so much parity. Every game feels like a playoff game. There's absolute battles out there. But to the extent we've had any success so far, it's all been the players. They're putting in a tremendous amount of work. And we were actually just talking about it in the pregame meeting. I mean, they're the ones that are blocking the pucks and eating shots and taking gloves to the face and sticks to the ribs. And it's a hard game to play, especially in this conference. So I just have a lot of respect and admiration for our group, I should say. Every game we've won has been extremely difficult to win. And I expect it just to become more and more so over the course of the year as the league ramps up.
But Dan, there has to be a belief, I guess, in what you're preaching. I mean, is there always a concern there that the guys are going to buy in? They're obviously accepting what you're saying.
It's really more the leadership group, to be honest with you. That we, as coaches, we haven't given them too much other than just some basic structure for that exact reason. You know, if they really believe in what they are doing and what works well on the ice, then they'll do it and they'll execute it well, and that gives them a chance to win. So in any given year, we just try to fit our mentality and our tactics on ice to the personnel that we have and the personalities that we have. And, you know, this group has really embraced the fact that, together with a team effort, they can really accomplish something. And what's been really cool and interesting is, you know, the two storylines at the beginning of the year were a lot of veteran players who are new to each other, 12 new guys, but all older guys, or most of them are from other teams, and a lot of players who are unavailable early due to injury. But now here we start the second half with, you know, pretty much everyone available, and now they all know each other. So we're just kind of starting to discover what we can be, but there are some positive signs.
I don't think you ever had a doubt in your mind that you could be a good coach at the WHL level, but when you get the contract extension, does it give you a little more confidence in exactly what you're doing?
You know what? It honestly, there's just such a gratitude, I think, among the players and the staff here to be part of the organization. We're just so well taken care of by Cam, our GM, and by Graham, our owner. And the fans are so great. You know, every aspect of the organization, through the business staff, the training staff, the billets. So everyone, including me, just feels really grateful for the opportunity. And you know, it's never forever. You have to earn everything every day. Every player does. Every coach does. You're only as good as your last game. So that's the approach we take.
I was just going to say, it's such a tough occupation, right? Because your success, it's all about wins and losses, and that you could be a real good coach, but if you're not winning, everybody thinks you're garbage.
Yeah, it's true. And again, that's where we're really so fortunate to have the assistant coaches that we do, who help us prepare every game with our game plan, with our player development, you know, the training staff that keep the players healthy. But Cam and his personnel staff are so huge, because, you know, as a coach, you're limited by what you have available to you. And Cam and his personnel staff do such a great job every year, I think, of finding players of character, players who compete hard, players who are versatile and have different abilities. So as a coach, you know, I have the luxury of kind of moving those guys around, but, you know, without the players, there's nothing the coaches can do.
When I look at your team, you've exceeded expectation, but now you raise the bar a little bit more. Second place, essentially the halfway point of your season. Do you now look even further ahead?
Really, no. And the reason for that is because I think in any given game in this conference, there has to be such a narrow, concrete focus on that one game. They're just so hard to win. It's so competitive. Every team's so deep and well coached that, you know, if you look too far ahead, I think that can be a distraction. So we're trying to take the view that the score will take care of itself. The standings will take care of themselves. It's just about preparation each game, and let's look up at the end of the game or the end of the season and see where we're at.
Well, congratulations on the success so far. Again, it's been amazing what your team has done so far. Maybe you're just saying, hey, you anticipated it would go this well, but good luck the rest of the way.
Man, I really appreciate you saying that. It means a lot, and you know, best of luck to you the rest of the way as well.
Dan Price, head coach of the Victoria Royals.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to WHL and Sportsnet, as well as to Regan Bartel in Kelowna for his help. I'm John Key. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.